Ride app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bible Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of the August in the year of our Lord 2020. Hope everybody's having a good weekend so far. Ori's got the day off. She just really didn't feel like, you know, she's just tired. I'll put it like that. She didn't want to play today, and that's fine. But anyway, Rick and I got it today. We're going to have a fairly good show, I think. Good morning, Rick.
Yep,
I know you're there, Rick.
I am there. I was trying to get through the door without spilling my coffee. Yeah. Yeah, good morning.
I understand
morning.
Completely. I ought to try doing it on a wheelchair.
Well, I would think that would be somewhat easier, but I do have family members that can fall down the stairs with a beer and not spill it. These people are genuine Irish. They are the real deal. Sorry, but hold on one second. I'm pulling these chickens.
Right.
So, speaking of chickens, and we'll get into this after your deal, but we have shortages of things that people like our listeners want, and we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that for a few minutes. But
yeah,
please,
we do.
We really do. But please do what you do.
Do what I do. Okay, folks. Here's the deal. I have not been able to pay attention to the news as much as I usually do this week. I haven't even really been able to pay that close of attention to markets, other than seeing what metal prices are doing. The Robin Hoods got fleeced, as usual, this week on gold and silver, which I thought was delightfully funny. You know, everybody could see what was coming except for the guys dumping huge set prices or huge amounts of money into these surging gold and silver prices. You know, things go up and down. They never go up in a straight line. So I actually thought it was funny. But anyway, I have been toiling away on these mosquito net maskings. Right now we see a 10 to 14 day back order on those things. We're selling the hell out of them. If you guys want to get on the list, just go to ruralsurvival.life. There's a link up near top left. I think it's right above the Facebook icons and all that stuff. Just click on there. It'll take you to order page. Prices are still reasonable. We're out of everything right now, but I've got two young ladies that are great seamstresses from the Philippines that are married to friends of mine that have taken this on, and they are busily preparing, making these masks, and I package them and ship them and get all the supplies. So that's how that business arrangement works. But I think right now, to be honest with you guys, we're 246 in the hole. And we're putting out about 100 of them about every 2.5 days. So just not always all in the same color that we actually need, but we're getting there. So that's where we're at on that. Like I said, if you want them, feel free to order them. Just be aware that it's going to be a while before they get there. Okay, let's see what else is going on. The Biden-Harris thing is, again, to me, hysterical. How anybody could vote for these two clowns is beyond my comprehension. But I'm sure they'll get votes. What's on your radar, Rick?
Well, couple of things basically related. I've never been able to figure out how to separate, and I think I've said this before, I apologize if it's redundant, but how to separate financial, geopolitical, religious. To me, it's all the same conversation. I don't know how.
It is.
I don't know where one starts and the other stops. Yeah, I've never been able to find that line. You know, for me, it's 50 Shades of Grey, and I tend to walk. If there's a line there, I'm stepping all over it. So with respect to that, we have during this reset, which is what this is. You're not supposed to really know that, but this is the reset that everybody, I guess, has been anticipating for a very long time. At least I have.
It is.
I started smelling this back around 2007, wondering, you know, looking around and wondering what in the world was happening. And none of the explanations that I got from the people who were supposedly my financial experts, I found them all to be lacking, measured, weighed, and found wanting. And I, you know, to me, it all sounded like a carefully choreographed line of bullshit. And so I just, you know, and moved on.
Right.
I really started noticing this in 71 during the Vietnam War, when the U.S. government was just stepping all over and murdering young men right and left for no real reason. We were supposed to somehow believe that these barefoot, 5'4" people were somehow going to figure out how to get across the ocean and attack California. You were supposed to believe, you weren't supposed to even think about that. You were supposed to just listen to the narrative and just swallow that.
Right.
And so we had to go over there and kill them first. That didn't make any sense. And what's happening right now only makes sense if you have been affected, I would say negatively affected, by our government and the deep state, and you've been partially awakened. And when you've been partially awakened, when you see things like this, you're not so inclined to just swallow it hook, line, and sinker. You know, you don't sleep as easy because you're pretty sure something is going on. You know, and it's like George Carlin said, the word bipartisan means a larger than normal, we're being fleeced in a way that is monumental. And so you see everybody basically piling on this COVID crap. But what we do know is real. What we do know is real is the economy has been brought to its knees. I mean, I don't care whether or not you want to spend all day talking about the reality or the realness of a so-called pandemic, or it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, really, because what is real is that last week, a million people, instead of the usual 500,000 or 600,000, filed for unemployment. So we're getting, now between 500,000 and 1 million filing for unemployment every week. And if you're thinking somehow in the back of your mind that this is going to go unnoticed, that your life is just going to go on as it used to, and we'll just get through this, and by Christmas we'll all be out wassailing and caroling and sitting around the Yule fire. You may be singing carols, and I actually highly advise that. But doesn't mean that there aren't millions upon millions of people who aren't going to pay their rent. the shale industry, for example. Now, the shale industry, the shale oil industry, never did exist, couldn't have never existed without government subsidies, because it costs more to get shale oil out of the ground than you can sell it for. And
that's
it
correct.
It was opined at certain times that that at some point, I guess, oil would become real scarce, and then thereupon, this somehow would work. But it's looking like just the opposite is the case. You know, now we've got driving. I don't know if this is true. You know, they're saying that demand is, it's permanent demand loss, that the loss in
right.
in driving. In other words, so you have auto sales and gasoline and all the industries related to that, permanent loss of 77%. And I don't really believe that. And 77%.
I would believe 37%, but not 77.
Well, that would certainly be enough to do some real damage to the economy. And so you say, well, okay, people are going to be working from home from now on. One by one, we had any number of school districts that were going to start up face-to-face around here, and just like snow closures, one by one, basically on a daily basis, they're all caving to pressures and just saying, okay, we're going to go virtual. Well, you've got a lot of teachers quitting now because they've really gotten used to sitting at home doing nothing and getting their check in the mail. And they don't
right.
want that to change. They want that to stay just like that. So they want to pretend they're teaching, you know, damn the children, forget about that. We don't care about them. You know, it doesn't matter if they don't ever get an education. That'll be fine. What do they need one of those things for? There's no job. So they'll try to sit home and collect money. We have... I could go on and on about this. Everybody should have noticed that silver hit $29. Now,
right.
I don't know how long some of our audience, maybe they're still the same old people. Maybe we have new people. Back around March or so, I was telling everybody they needed to get silver when it was under 14. And
right.
I know if you did, well, now if you did that, not that it matters, but whatever you spent would have doubled. I don't even know
right.
what Bitcoin was when I recommended that. I want to say it was, I don't know, under $3,000. Now they're talking about this hitting 10 by Christmas. I'm not a financial advisor, but you know, at the same time, you don't have to be if they drafted you and you understand how these people think and what they do, and if you're thinking for 1 minute that if there's something that they can do that they're not going to do, you're a madman or madwoman. You're crazy. There isn't
anything.
Oh, I agree.
Well,
there
just like
anything.
This week, Rick.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, on silver, you and I could both see it happening. Silver and gold both skyrocketed. What happens
right,
every
right.
time? People that are already in it sell when it's high. Then they throw
right.
out the phony paper to drive it down.
Right.
And, you know, and then they when I say they, the magical they, the in other words, the manipulators, when the manipulators
right.
see it's down to about its lowest price, you know, they buy again, you know,
right.
wash, rinse, repeat. And there's always the suckers out there that are buying it when it's going way high.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it's just comical.
Well, last week, the manipulators dropped almost 2 billion ounces on the silver market, and it didn't do anything.
Right.
The silver would not drop. What is probably happening now is where they're getting help from the short covering, and I don't really understand, these short contracts. It's not a thing that I've ever gotten into. If I really wanted to know, I could ask my youngest son, and I'd have to get 2 beers and sit down for half an hour. And I don't know that I want to know. To me, it's like Sherlock Holmes when Dr. Watson told him the earth was flat. He said, I'm going to forget that because that's just useless information that is clogging up my head and I don't need to know. I don't need to know, but I know that it's happening. I know what it does. I don't have to know how it does it. But we've got 10 trading days until the end of the month. And these guys mm-hmm. have got to get rid of about 9,000 contracts per day. And so they're covering their short positions. In other words, they're getting out of it. And as they do this,
right.
They are helping. They are essentially adding to the weight of the manipulators, and so you've got increased short selling.
Right.
You've got increased manipulation just because these guys have until the end of the month to get rid of all this stuff. So, and the question is, and this is really ancillary to anything we're talking about. The question with respect to silver would be, when we get to that point, will these people reload with shorts? Because it is opined that most of these major banks are going to stop shorting silver. That with respect in some part, other than the fact that they're feeling that they can no longer, they're feeling that they can no longer effectively manipulate. Yeah, they can no longer effectively manipulate the price. They're having a hard time manipulating the price. Plus, they're afraid silver, once that gets out of hand, they can't afford to be shorted because they'll just wind up losing millions and millions of dollars trying to short something they can't control. But at the same time, you've got the
J.P. Morgan. Right, and 10 days ago, that a lot of people found themselves in that place, you know,
right,
where they
right.
couldn't control the shorts. And that was about 10 days ago. And,
right.
you know, it was a mess for some people. And again, Tim
right.
sits back on the sidelines giggling.
Right. So. And so once we get to that phase, once we get to September, we'll... We have the problem, you know, J.P. Morgan has been prosecuted and some of their traders for silver market manipulation. And
yeah,
there are rumors about
everything, COMEX, all of it.
Yeah, well, they're right. There are rumors out there that they had to liquidate their physical position, which was almost 1 billion ounces.
There might be rumors, but Rick, think about that. That much physical going on to the market at once,
right?
Does that doesn't correlate with what we're seeing in the physical market?
Well, I don't know what percentage. I don't know what percentage that would be. It's not that I, and two, I just really have a hard time believing that you could meet J.P. Morgan. Liquidate 1 billion ounces of silver. I just have a real tough time believing that. It's just a rumor floating around out there. But I guess my point would be that if anybody wanted to try to get into silver, what you would want to do is do it by the end of the month, because if they can't control it, then come September, it's going to take off again.
I agree. We'll finish talking about this right after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. We're going to start taking calls at the bottom of the hour. I hope they get home all right.
won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Oh, here comes trouble. Put your helmet on. We'll be heading for a fall. Yeah, the whole thing's gonna blow. And the devil's got my number. It's long overdue. He'll come looking soon. Yeah, the whole thing's gonna blow.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer, and today is Saturday, the 15th day of August, 2020. Rick and I have been discussing some things financial. Rick, here's a headline I just read. Yeah. I can't talk today, folks. I'm sorry. Buyer beware. Gold ETFs own no gold. So firstly, the GLD doesn't own the gold. And secondly, the gold that it doesn't own might have been lent multiple times by central banks. I don't see how this is a headline. To you and me, this is common knowledge for the past 10 years. I don't quite get why they're coming out with this. If people don't already know this, they already don't have a need to know it. This is weird.
Well, yeah, and then you've got that interesting phenomenon where the people that do need to know it won't wake up. And what difference does it make if you tell a deaf person the same thing over and over again? It's just a waste of time. I highly suggest that you go learn to play the harmonica instead. So
be more productive.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and you'll also get to release some endorphins and other interesting growth hormones that will make you feel better. Delinquencies in rent and other things are supposed to quadruple in the next 4 months. One-third of all
Americans... Right, and quadrupled in the 4 months before that, Rick.
Yeah.
So there's no reason it won't quadruple again.
Right, right. So one-third of all Americans are going to miss their August rent, one-third. So, you know, what I'm saying here is if a million people applied for unemployment just last week and one-third of all Americans cannot pay their mortgage and or rent, what do you think we're going to be looking at in the next 60 to 90 days? I mean, at some point, and I'm not trying to fear porn anybody, but you know, I'm asking what I consider to be a very honest question. What do you think is going to be happening around here by Christmas, by Thanksgiving or Christmas? Do you actually think
I think what it's going to be is three-quarters of Americans are either going to be in foreclosure, Rick, or they're going to be under eviction notices. That's what I believe.
They're suggesting 40 million homeless. What I'm saying here is any number of things, and I could just, you know what Yogi Berra says: when you come to a crossroads, take it. I could go in any direction. Yeah, I could go in any direction with this that I would want, whether it's financial or spiritual or with regard to skills. I could just say any number of things, but I will tell you what I've noticed this week, and I'm very unhappy about all this. I started getting some insinuations here and there, just little tidbits of this and that, saying that the canning supplies were in short supply. They're not in short supply. They're in no supply. I have been looking all over the place for canning jars. I mean, with no success, with zero success. I have hit every grocery store and farm store in the place. I have looked on Amazon. There is one jack wagon on Amazon trying to sell 12 canning jars. You know, regularly you can get 12 canning jars for about $10 to $11.
Yeah.
Well, you want $67 for a dozen jars. So you can see where this is going. 22 shelves are becoming very difficult to find.
Yes.
I have been trying to find a few weapons. I'm trying to get ahead of the curve. A couple of the boys, I wanted to buy them shotguns for Christmas. No shotguns. They're just not around.
We'll continue this right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
Together we stand, united we'll fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Come on, let's work together now, people. Because together we will stand, every boy and girl, woman and man. You know when things go wrong, as it sometimes will, the road you travel must be all up here, let's work together. Come on, let's
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I guess no bump out or bump in music there, but that's okay. Anyway, Rick and I have been talking about everything financial. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Rick, I think we ought to talk a little bit about the shortage of goods. We already started there with the canning jars. By the way, folks, I was able to get 50 jars for $10 on Craigslist. 60-mile round trip, but it was worth it.
Yeah, it's going to turn out to be worth it. At $67 a dozen, you're sitting on a gold mine right there. So that's not all. I mean, there's no toilet paper, there's no guns, there's no 22s, there's no lamp oil, there's no canning supplies. And dehydration, you can buy dehydration equipment, but all the moderately priced dehydration equipment's been snapped up. You're going to have to go high-end now. I think the one that I bought, which, by the way, I've been so busy over the last week, I've been dying to open this thing up and try it, but I ain't. By next week, I will have. I've got tomatoes stacked all over the place.
We do, too, now, finally.
Well, I'm throwing them to the chickens because I'm not, you know, I'm screwing this up. No, I need a little help, But
I need a little time, and I need to do away with the need for sleep. That one's really getting me. The sleep thing's getting in the way, Rick.
I guess you need to clone yourself. Although I can't picture a world with two of you around. I don't think there's enough room for the three of us. Once again, I don't want to miss the forest for the trees here. What I'm telling you is that this week was not just irritating and disappointing. It was a little scary because I see now that the things that a person could use to get by, everybody else is buying them, and that means you might not get them. The philosophical end of that discussion, and who gives a damn about that, because hunger's hunger, philosophical or real, is how many people had to wake up in order to completely confound the food storage industry, and whether I'm talking canning jars or bread, flour, yeast, dehydrators, how many people, what percentage of the population just did that? And if that's what happened, people actually make guesses. You know, they're making guesses like, I think it's 3%. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well, I think it's 4%. I'm like, well, okay, this is cool. This is the philosophical end where you're guessing a percentage, but you don't actually have any way of knowing. What do you think is going to happen when the next 5% snap out of it, and now it's not 3%, it's 10% or 6%? What do you think is going to happen then?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. Certainly, there's going to be non-availability at any price. There's going to be non-availability. Now, you can still get most of what you need if you're willing to pay for it and hunt for it, but you got to really have deep pockets.
Well, that's where I was going with this. That's kind of where I'm going with this, and I have a reason for bringing this up. Silver, as is opine, or any other precious metal, simply isn't going to help you if the availability is like zero. It wouldn't matter what you've got. Nobody is going to give you their food for precious metals unless they've got two warehouses full. You might be able to pull it off, but where in God's name are you going to find that person? You're not going to find that person. So what I'm telling you is you better get, this is bad news, even the gal at Rural King, which is a farm store, told me, and you know what they say, when you're getting stock tips from your barista, it's time to get out of the market, told me you better get out there. Well, I was trying to find some lamp oil. She had no lamp oil, trying to find the canning supplies, none of those. Normally you're tripping over that stuff, walking up the aisle. Nope, none of it. Ain't going to get none. Warehouse is empty. They won't even suggest back order dates at this point. So she says you better get out there and get what you can. Toilet paper, get whatever you can. That's the advice I'm getting from the stock, from the old lady who's stocking the aisle, okay?
Right.
So I'm telling you, and you don't have to listen to me, because natural selection will take its course, and no, I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying, if you're one of those people that is here for the entertainment, I have no idea what to say to you. You leave me speechless. I won't say you've wasted my time, but you certainly haven't put any of this to use. And that kind of scares me. You're just going to be one of those that just dies in the first 60 days. And the other thing I wanted to say about this is that when this starts to happen, I think you're going to be looking at some real, genuine violence, because people are only in control to the point that they're comfortable. Once you start making people uncomfortable and scaring them out of their wits, they are going to go stark raving crazy. I wouldn't even call it violence. I just call it sheer panic. It's like people trying to get out of a movie theater and actually killing the people under their feet. I don't think that's murder, but
a perfect example, Rick, is this Black Friday thing, or I think they call it, the big shopping day before Christmas or after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Look at how people act then. And that's for basically shits and giggles. That's not for for survival.
Right.
You look at how they act then and think how they're going to act when it's for survival.
Right.
My God, I won't be anywhere near a store.
Well, yeah. And, to this point, you've had Amazon. You've had Amazon to kind of have your back, but now we see that they're getting stretched. Not only are there things there you can't get, but they've got employees protesting working conditions, so they're working short staffed. And when now you can't get what you need at the store and Amazon, you're having a fit trying to get it from them too, which I don't know. Frankly, right off the bat, I don't know what choices are left at that. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Maybe Craigslist, I don't know. But once a few more people wake up, Craigslist will be basically off the table as well. There won't be anything there, but grandma's used clothing that you donated, that's all that's going to be left around there. So what I'm telling you is this, and if you think this is entertaining, good. You better get out there this week and you better get what you need. And I'm talking, you better buy beans, rice, flour. Learn to bucket it up. If you haven't done that already, shame on you. That's just a shame.
Right.
You need to learn to bucket up some dry bulk stuff. Canning jars, it's great to have a freezer and canning jars, but that's only going to take you so far. Go ahead, please.
Right. What I wanted to say was, folks, and in case you missed one of our earlier shows this year, I'm going to tell you what I do. I found a cheap and easy solution. I mean cheap, and I do mean easy. I take these Mylar bags, and Rick uses them too, and I put grains in them, beans in them, you name it, anything dry, flour, cornmeal. Drop a couple oxygen absorbers in it, seal it up with an iron. 5-gallon buckets are expensive. Lori and I use are those, what they call totes from Walmart, them plastic things with the snap-on lids. We fill those up with stuff. We got one full of flour now, one full of barley, and we do it in about 5-pound increments. We got some with cornmeal, beans, you name it. We got all kinds of dry stuff. But basically, folks, you put some of those oxygen absorbers in there, seal it up good, and you'll know if they're sealed because they suck down like shrink wrap for some reason. And it'll store. Rick, how long? How long will that stuff store, do you think?
Everything's different. They say flour 7 years, but I've had flour much longer than that, and it's fine. They say beans with the fat content, they say 7 years, but that's not true because the Bishop's Storehouse is sending in cans of beans. They actually, as I mentioned before, can up dry beans in the number 10 cans, the commercial size cans, the big ones,
right.
That are 30 years old and they're still fine. So what is the difference between fine and not fine? Well, with time, you're going to lose some nutritional content. But I can tell you this, and I know this is true, not eating anything at all, you're losing nutritional content too. So if you've got to eat an extra couple spoons full, you notice I didn't say spoonfuls, an extra couple spoons full of this or that, oh, well, and by the way, isn't that fun? What's better than mashed potatoes and gravy anyway?
Right.
you know, so be it. And if you got to take an extra vitamin pill, fine. If you don't get yourself, I mean, look, I'm just kind of, I'm about to say I'm guessing, but I'm not the only one guessing this. There are people out there who are quite bright, smarter than I am, and they're saying the exact same thing, only they're not being as nice about it as I am. If you don't get what you need pretty soon, I don't think you're going to get it at all. I agree. Think I'm wrong. I'd love to think I'm wrong. I saw a very, very interesting Curtis Stone conversation. I think it's called What They're Missing. If I can find this while we're talking. What they're missing. And what I like about, and I feel so vindicated, really I do. I feel like a doggone genius here because I have a lot of respect for Curtis Stone. He is a bright young man, great problem solver. He and I don't see eye to eye religiously, but I'm not a lefty, so I don't have to hate him. Well, I still like him.
Right.
And by the way, I don't want to be around people that agree with me. If I want to hear an echo, I'll stick my head in a 5-gallon bucket and scream. I want somebody to give me an opinion that I can think about and talk about. You know, try playing tennis alone, see how that works. You hit a ball out there and it never comes back. Gee, I wonder what's going wrong. The problem is you need somebody out there to hit the ball back. I like being around people like that, okay? There are people out there, of course, who are clueless and helpless, and it's not worth talking to them. But I don't want everybody to agree with me. And Curtis and I don't agree on religion, but I have a feeling he'll actually, his opinions will morph with respect to religion. But with respect to what the video, what they're missing in the big picture, what he's talking about are people like Gerald Celente and Mike Maloney and these financial gurus. I bought chickens, and they're right here with me, and I got to do something with this. That's another thing that's really tough to get is meat chickens. I went to get a dozen meat chickens, and they had five. So I said, fine, if you don't have a dozen, I'm leaving. No, I'm kidding. I took the five and ran like I stole them. You know, these financial gurus are cool. I mean, they're going to tell you how you can save your wealth or make money or whatever it is they're up to that day. That's great. But you know, as Curtis Stone said, and this is, if you want to see that, I would probably look at it. Fascinating conversation he had with his telephone. If there's nothing out there to buy, gold and silver aren't going to do a damn thing for you. And then, of course, there's the extraordinary violence you're going to be looking at. Is your survival plan supposed to be shooting your neighbors? God, I hope not. I'd rather think you could hand them a job.
No, but that's what a lot of people have, and it absolutely disgusts me, Rick. You wouldn't believe some of the conversations I have. Somebody comes to my driveway, I'm going to shoot them. I'm like, what?
Oh, God. No, you're not. No, you're not. As a matter of fact, when they show up at the door with their little hungry-eyed kids, you're not going to do anything like that. You may say you are now. Yeah, wait until the beer wears off. You'll change your mind. But anyway, the point is, and I don't think God's going to like that either, frankly. I mean, I don't think he's going to go for that at all. But, and you better watch out, because as close to the end as we all are, you better start thinking about your immortal soul. You better give that some serious thought, too. Because just in case your plan doesn't work, in case you actually wind up dying in some of this, and some jackass is sitting out in the woods somewhere with a 22 Magnum and he can shoot straight 200 yards, just happens to hit you in some point where you don't want to be hit. Yeah, and then guess what? All your preps, oh, well, you know, now what are you doing? Staring at God. Okay, good. So you just shot three of your neighbors and somebody shot you in the head. Okay, so now what do we do? Well
that's why we pay God.
We pay God big bucks. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing, Rick. You shoot somebody unnecessarily, there will be retribution.
Yeah, that's the start of
from God or from their family.
Well, yeah, that's right. We remember the Hatfields and McCoys. So anyway, you know, the interesting conversation, he's talking about all the various ramifications of this situation that we've been put in, whether it is, and I think, you know, basically most people with a brain agree that this plan that we're seeing unfold right now before our very eyes has been in the works for a very long time, decades probably. So the question is, and I'm going to get right back to what you were talking about with deep pockets. You probably thought I forgot what I was doing, but today, for some reason, I've got a migraine and my thought processes are better than normal. I guess pain is a great motivator. The expenditures. I just caught hell from my wife for ordering from Amazon 22 times this month. Various things. In some cases, it was the dehydrator, wool blankets. I wanted to take a look at one of these army blankets. It's a remanufactured job. It's 80%. I really like it. It's nice. It's $25. The dehydrator, $450, although I got $100 off thanks to my kids. However, you know, on and on it goes. You know, you spend, right now our spending is up considerably over what it normally would be because I think time is running short, and if that's the case, then the money in the bank will probably evaporate anyway. And so what I'm doing is reallocating my children's inheritance from dollars into material items. But Curtis Stone also mentions this, and they ask him, he's setting up his Shit Hits the Fan farm up there in, I guess, British Columbia. And it's costing him $50,000 to set up the Powerwall. He's setting
up we got music. We got a break. Hey, Rick, do me a favor. Bring it back in if I don't make it back in time. I got to take a bathroom break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-443.
Can't wait forever to know.
On out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Girl, you brought your family answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight.
Okay. Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Tim Spencer and Rick Schmidt on the Rural Survival Show today. Lori's got the day off. It is Saturday, August 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Rick and I have been talking about preparedness stuff when it comes to the availability of getting stuff right now, how everything is tightening up. All you got to do is look at the shelves at Walmart. They're doing their best to make it look like the shelves are full. But if you notice, everything is pretty much stacked one or two deep, and that's it. This week, I was at Walmart looking for some sewing materials for our little mosquito net mask business. Quite literally had the assistant manager helping me and the guy back in the clothing department look for double-sided tape, adhesive tape for doing the seams. Something that simple. They not only didn't have it on the shelf, they didn't have it in the back of the store. They did an inquiry on it. They don't know when they're getting any more. That simple.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's going to get weird. I can only imagine what this show is going to look like in 30, 60, or 90 days. I don't know if you can see me just shaking my head, but I think that's what you're going to be listening to, is the rocks rattling in my head. So Curtis Stone, in this discussion, and probably everybody should have a look at it. It's a cool video. It's not very long. It's like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. But it's very insightful. Says that it's going to cost him $50,000 to set up the Tesla Powerwall so that his farm is off-grid and self-sufficient. And, you know, he's got followers and viewers texting and emailing and Zooming back. Well, I don't even have 50 cents. Well, oh, guess what? Guess what? That's rocks from the 60s. Okay.
Yep. Now, if I had $50,000, I'd be getting Jim McCandy's wind generator to power Dustin Farms.
This is somebody in the Mysterians, but I can't remember who in the Mysterians. I'll think of it.
And it's 189443.
Question mark. And the Mysterians. Sorry.
But watch out now. I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while. And then I'm gonna put you.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free